The world's economies run on their supply chains. Understanding them is the key to keeping global products moving. Welcome to Supply Chain in the Fast Lane, a series of business podcasts co-produced by the Council of Supply Chain Management Professionals and Supply Chain Quarterly. In this series of episodes, we explore the importance of finding and retaining labor in our supply chains. Supply Chain in the Fast Lane is brought to you by Vonderlande, a provider of warehouse automation solutions for today's most dynamic e-commerce, retail, and omni-channel customers. This series is also brought to you by Scope Recruiting, former supply chain and procurement professionals who find top talent for their clients, ranging from startups to Fortune 500. Here now is your moderator, Supply Chain Quarterly's managing editor, Diane Rand.
Welcome. Thanks for joining us. We are at the CSCMP Edge Conference in Nashville. Our guest today is Mike Regan, Chief Relationship Officer at logistics service provider Transact Technologies. Mike, thanks for joining us today.
Delighted to be here. Really a pleasure.
At this stage in your career, I am sure you feel like you've seen it all. So I would be curious to hear from you. How do today's labor challenges compare to what companies faced in the past? What's the same? What's different?
Well, that's a great question. And I think what we're seeing today, you've been in the industry as long as I have. You get to see a lot of ups and downs and this type of thing. I think what we're seeing today, though, is legitimately unprecedented. And, you know, people are saying, you know, the new normal. I don't even know what that phrase means anymore. But when I say it's unprecedented, you're seeing a confluence of events which are sending signals off to the market that are difficult to understand and difficult to respond to. So I've said to friends of mine, the fight for 15 is officially over. The $15 an hour thing that was the hallmark. Right now, you have, the phrases that people have come out with, the great resignation, the quiet retirement type thing, and along that line. But at the end of the day, what we're really witnessing is people, I think, assessing what they want to do. And, you know, I came out of college, 1976, you know, I had to get a job. You know, that there was no ifs, ands, whats, or buts. And so I got a job. My first job was with the Union Pacific, and then I went to Price Waterhouse, then Bank of America, and then we started Transact in 1984. Today, the kids, they're looking at it from a different perspective. It's not I need to get a job. It's more along the lines, well, what do I really want to do? And, you know, those are great questions, and I want to honor that. But at the end of the day, from my perspective, that wasn't my what do I want to do. I needed to have a job, a J-O-B, job. And so, that's a different aspect there.
So are there particular skills or positions that either your company or your clients are having an especially hard time filling?
That is a great question. And I don't know that I have a specific answer to it. The thing that we're really very proud of, we've got a great team. And this is difficult to say, but we're dealing with a world today that is in transition in terms of how they interact with others. And so I would say that the skill set that I think is very important is the relationship aspect, because you're in an environment or a world where they don't have the same, they haven't had the same social interactions that we had coming through the pipeline. So I would say finding people that have great people skills is probably one of the more challenging aspects. I tell people from my vantage point that there are some things that you cannot train. I tell people you can't train smarts. Some people are really, really smart. Other people have other gifts outside of being smart. Work ethic, I tell people, I've never figured out how you train somebody on work ethic. Some people show up and they want to work hard, they are willing to work hard. Other people are showing up, unfortunately, not at our company, but perhaps at other places and talking with presidents and CEOs. And, their job ends at 5 o'clock, period, end of story. So I'm not sure if that answers your question, but you're asking a good one.
No, I guess my next question would be, so what are some best practices that you've seen when it comes to recruiting and retaining supply chain talent and labor?
Number one is be real clear about what's expected, what you're looking for and what's expected. I find it interesting and I also refreshing today that, you know, because it isn't get a job, it's what do I want to do. If you're real clear about what you're expecting, that gives them an ability to align their expectations with your expectations. So if they join us, you know, and I'm very active in numerous organizations, Young Presidents Organization and others, and talking with people, be real clear. The second thing is provide the training. Don't throw them into the pool and expect them to swim without first asking them beforehand, can you swim? And, you know, the third thing is give people an opportunity to succeed, I think is very, very important. So if I'm going to put you in a position, you're in a position where you can do well. You know, I'm not putting you in a position where, you know, you want to be a team player and say that, you know, I'll do it because I want to be part of the team, but I really don't have the capacity or skill set to do it.
Are there any recruitment or retention tactics that you've seen companies try that ended up not really hitting the mark?
Oh, boy, you're asking some really, really good questions. You know, I guess there are. I'm not sure what they would be categorized. You know, the one thing that I've seen companies do through bonuses and this type of thing, you know, money's important, but I don't know that money is the ultimate scorecard or KPI that you want to be focused on. The second thing that I would suggest is I call it company without borders. You know, we want to be flexible. We want to be accommodating. And we want to, you know, so I've been to companies and they have ping pong tables there. Or, you know, there's one company in Chicago that the owner, he's now sold the company, you know, had a beautiful bar. Because it was important for people to be able to get together at the bar, you know, after work, but at the company, so that they could interact. Well, the bars are gone, okay? A lot of the ping pong tables are gone. You know, the one enduring one that I have seen that has been attractive is a company that has allowed their associates to bring dogs. I would want to go to work for that company because I have the world's greatest dog, Domino. And if I could be with Domino, but, you know, and it provides a humanness, that one seems to have worked. But some of the other ones, at the end of the day, you know, a ping pong table can't make a position better or worse. It could perhaps relieve stress. But at the end of the day, I think your fulfillment's going to come from the job.
So do you think we can solve this current labor shortage with technology?
Well, I think technology is vitally important, okay, because as people become, or as things become more efficient, also some of the tasks which are, let's face it, not the most interesting and can be redundant, to the extent that those can be moved into a technology, onto a technology platform, I think it gives you the opportunity to be immersed in things which may be more fulfilling. But I think at the end of the day, the thing I would caution people to realize is that we are in a people business. And I don't know how technology gets around the people side.
Yeah, the relationship building, that communication aspect that a technology piece wouldn't necessarily be able to, you know, fill that gap. You really need that humanness. Well, Mike, thank you so much for joining us today.
A real pleasure.
We really appreciate it. Today, we've been talking with Mike Regan, Chief Relationship Officer at Transact Technologies, and this has been Supply Chain in the Fast Lane.
Supply Chain in the Fast Lane is a co-production of the Council of Supply Chain Management Professionals and Supply Chain Quarterly. This episode has been brought to you by Scope Recruiting, former supply chain and procurement professionals who find top talent for their clients, ranging from startups to Fortune 500. This episode is also brought to you by Vonderlande, whose fully integrated portfolio solves the complex needs of the world's leading companies by seamlessly integrating innovative systems, configurable software, and full lifecycle services. Please subscribe to Supply Chain in the Fast Lane wherever you get your podcasts.